What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Off the Cuff podcast. I'm your host, Richard Lando, and thanks so much for tuning back in again. It's been a hot minute since our last episode, but it's okay because I am finally joined by Mr. Jacob Ballard.
Boom. What's up, guys? This is Jacob Ballard coming at you from the, the suicide hotline. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know what that was. That was a bad joke.
We're going to get canceled right as we've already started.
Fuck, dude.
We've just started. That's so funny. Anyway, Jacob, thank you so much for finally coming on the show. I really appreciate it, dude.
No problem. It was a very difficult drive to get over here.
Yeah. I'm glad you finally made it. See, that's really funny because Jacob and I live together now. So he did not have to drive. but anyway, all right, perfect. So, Jacob, you know the premise of the show. Everybody listening, we know the premise of the show. We got 5 topics, 10 minutes a topic. It's going to be a good hour.
Yeah, hopefully we pull out one of my weird topics I put in there. Because when he first asked me for topics when he was first doing this and I wasn't around, I was busy. Wait, when you first did this, I might have been sick.
Yeah, it was that long ago. So what was this like before?
Yeah, it was whatever, round 2 COVID.
Yeah.
Beat that shit again.
Well done. Sounds like you're a true survivor.
I said that like I beat cancer. Yeah. That shit again, round 2. Like, bro, it was COVID. Like, I get it, for some people it's bad, but
iconic.
It's just like, you know, for me.
No, that's great. Yes,
hopefully some of my weird topics are in there. I don't even remember what they were, but
I guess we're about to find out.
Hopefully, like, Richard or me reads them and we get scared.
I'm so excited.
That's what I'm ready for.
All right, Jacob, you're the guest, so you're gonna pick the first topic. I got a 10-minute timer here. As soon as you read it out loud, I'll start the timer.
Do I just need to shake it?
Whatever you want to do. We have all these topics inside of the top of a card game box.
Yeah, the game is Bang, my favorite activity. just kidding. It's a cool Western card game. Like, it's Bang with the exclamation point. Highly recommend. We're not sponsored by them, but
that'd be cool.
Bang slaps. I mean, Bang is a banger. That's quite the game.
Nice.
All right, so I'm shaking these up as you guys can hear.
Yeah. ASMR.
All right, let's see. Okay, cool. I pulled one.
All right.
Oh, shit. I'm a little scared.
Go ahead. Read it.
Is humanity going in the right or wrong direction?
Oh, my God. All right.
Let's go, guys.
That's the start. For
controversy. Here we go.
Do you want to start?
All right. So, I don't know if there's an actual answer for this, because I guess it depends on your perspective. Like, if you hate people and you want everyone to die, it's going in a great direction. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, it's interesting because there's actually a study about, like, when people are like, think it's the worst ever. Like, they, like, think, like, the state of the world and shit. I think there was a study, I forgot what it was called, but that they actually thought that it was, like, when they thought that, it was actually, things were going very well.
Oh, interesting. So it's like the opposite of what,
yeah, it was like
what was widely believed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is kind of funny. Kind of like, I don't know, maybe because things are going well and then you have more time to think about problems. I guess because if it was going shitty, then you're like, well, it's already going shitty, so.
I could see that.
You gotta deal with it. You know, it's, I don't know. This is my random. But I don't know. Overall, I guess there's certain aspects I think humanity is going in the right direction. Other ones, I think it's going in the wrong direction.
Which ones in particular?
Let's see. Well, vaccine. No, I'm just kidding. I was gonna say vaccines.
Vaccines.
Controversial.
The whole podcast is just canceled.
Just kidding. Just messing with you guys. Vaccines are great, actually, for the most part. Just say, you know, I can't be full. I don't know. Well, I don't know what I'm saying. Just ignore it. Like, I'm also very tired right now, so and I'm wasting time now. How much time have we got?
A while. I just hit the timer. We have 8.5 minutes
still. Oh, good. Be good. No, okay, I'm trying to formulate what I think. You keep thinking.
Okay, how about this?
If you have a thought, tell me.
Yeah, while you think. I think there are certain areas of humanity that are heading in the right direction and certain ones that are heading in the wrong direction. So, for example, I think that we, as a people, have come together really well in terms of advancing technology. Like, I think that's something that a lot of us can agree on. Not only just with the advent of computers, but, you know, it's been less than 20, no, it's, yeah, it's been less than 40 years that computers have been around. And since the advent of, like, the modern day computer, like, they've come so far. You know, we have people who use them for regular things, like work, but we also have people who use them to do, like, things like streaming, you know, like whole careers have come out of this simple little advanced calculation box, you know. People use it for everything. Like, it's one of those things that I don't think we stop and think about too much. It's become such a normal part of our daily lives that we kind of overlook it. And not only just like an actual physical desktop, but like our phones, you know, like technology has advanced in such an incredible way.
Yeah, it's like you have way more tech, you have way more power right here than they had to put, you know, whatever, go to the moon for the first time.
Yeah, yeah, that would actually, so I used to work at Apple, and which I know you know about, but like for those that don't know, I used to work at Apple. One of the selling points that I was told by one of my managers, he's like, you could tell him this is totally true. And he showed me an article on it, and I was like, what the heck? The iPhone 6 has more computing power than the entire Apollo 11 space mission. I was like, what? So in terms of computing power, you could use an iPhone to successfully send a rocket to the moon and back in terms of like computing power. And I'm like, what the heck? So humanity's going well in that sense.
Yeah. I really like, there's, especially guys with film stuff, like camera technology, because I do film and video work and make films. Like camera technology, it's insane what you can do. Like cameras peaked a while ago. It's just mainly just extra features now.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can shoot a whole ass movie with like one person. And like, you can do so much more than if you, like when we were like limited to film, which I love film, but if you know what you're doing, you can digital. It's fantastic. And with these fucking pocket sized cameras like 10 years ago and compared to now, like you just think you can, if you know what you're doing, you can make a whole movie. And a lot of people would not know that it was just you making it.
That's true.
And then what's the other thing? Yeah, I guess the other thing with humanity going in the right or wrong direction, I think like drugs have become way too normalized.
I agree.
And like people are way too casual. And like, it's like, yeah, you're taking this stuff that's like, that's significant. Like it's very, like it'll have a horrible effect on you in the withdrawal. Like, I guess too casual about drugs.
Yeah, drugs have become like way too normalized, I think. And it's funny that you mentioned that, like, the word drug, like, it encapsulates all of the drugs, like, from Tylenol to alcohol, you know, marijuana, cocaine, crystal meth, like, everything that you can think of is, like, encapsulated in that word. And, like, of course, we're talking about, like, illegal drugs that are very transparently bad for you. I mean, in a sense, Tylenol's bad for you, too, but I don't think people are popping Tylenol like they would be, like, Vicodin.
Yeah, I mean, there's also, like, there is actually, I mean, like, obviously, like, there is, like, good use cases, like, in emergencies for drugs.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, in that case, but.
Yeah, that's totally fine. I think we're talking about illegal, like, recreational users.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and it's like, I get it. I mean, also, yeah, it's like, there's legal drugs, like, some whatever prescription medication that is just almost as bad as.
I still think that's illegal crazy. Drugs.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, like personally, like I remember I got prescribed Norco for my wisdom teeth pulling.
Me too.
Yeah, and it wasn't until that I looked into it that I was like, holy Jesus, it's like an actual narcotic. And
it's an opiate.
Yeah, it's an opiate. Like the addiction, like when taking the drug, for the probability for somebody to be addicted to it is not only possible, it's likely that they will get addicted to it. And that was just like nothing. Like my oral surgeon was like, I don't really feel like we need to see each other again. So are you good with Norco? And I was like, I don't know what that means. And he was like, if you feel pain, just take one. You'll be fine for a few hours. Dude, I took one and I was a zombie for 6.5 hours.
Yeah, it's weird how it works, because like, maybe it's because I was still coming off the whatever they use for the fucking to put you under.
Oh yeah, the
anesthetic, whatever. I think right. I mean I think in some cases they use like fentanyl.
Yeah, fentanyl.
But yeah, so like maybe it's because I was coming off of that, but I took the they gave me Norco and ibuprofen.
Yeah.
Like whatever prescription ibuprofen. That was like stronger. Right. But yeah, I took the Norco and then I got like severe pain because the other stuff was wearing off, and right. The Norco did nothing. So I was like, you know what? Fuck this shit. If I'm gonna be taking some nonsense like this,
yeah,
I'm like, I don't want to have to get addicted. I took the ibuprofen and that like solved it because the swelling and everything.
Right.
So yeah, low key, obviously, like that was just my experience, but Yeah, ibuprofen fucks. Norco does not. Excuse my language.
Ibuprofen. No, you're fine. This is an explicit podcast. Ibuprofen fucks. I want that in a quote and like put on the wall.
I wouldn't like take ibuprofen daily either, just in like certain cases, because like, you know, your stomach lining and shit.
That's true. Ibuprofen affects your kidneys pretty badly.
Yeah. So yeah. I prefer not to take it.
Yeah, that's pretty wild. Okay, so drugs, humanity, bad direction. Technology, humanity, good direction. What's another way that humanity's heading in the right direction?
What's a win for humanity?
I
mean, I feel like people are more like aware of taking care of the environment, at least in certain aspects.
That's true.
Certain areas. I mean, I feel like certain cities are more trashed nowadays, but...
That's true, but I think it's become very normalized from the millennial generation.
Yeah.
And you know who really beautifully put that? 22 Jump Street. No, 21 Jump Street.
Mother Earth.
Mother Earth.
Is dying.
In 21 Jump Street, the scene where Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill are like walking into high school for the first time. He comes in with like a Mustang and he meets Dave Franco.
Yep.
His character.
He's the cool kid.
Who's the cool kid, right? And Dave Franco's like, what does that Mustang get? Like 10 miles to the gallon? And Channing Tatum's like, try 7. He goes, that's really fucked up, man. You worry about the environment? Like, that's a stereotypical millennial, you know? And I think that's really funny because, I mean, in some sense, that is true.
Exactly. It'd be interesting if that movie was made during, like, Gen Z.
Oh, really?
Because it came out in 2012, so
millennials. Oh, so that was targeted at Gen Z? Or was that targeted at millennials?
No, it'd be more millennials. Oh, okay. Because they'd still be, I mean, because being in high school, I mean, I think you would be a millennial, technically, if you were in high school in 2012 or late millennial. Because they were graduating that year in the movie. Like, we went on a side tangent on 21 Jump Street.
I know.
They were graduating. Like, his character's talking about, Dave Franco's character's talking about going to college. So, like, that would be, like, I mean, I, like, graduated. And you're, like, the last millennial. I, like, graduated in 2012 or whatever. And then when I was, like, 18.
I graduated 2013.
Yeah, so, and you're younger than me. So, like, we were, like, that was, like, the last. So, it would be millennials.
The last of the millennials.
Last of the millennials. The weird in-between.
That, yeah, it's true.
In between thing.
Boom. There's the timer.
Yeah, and then I just want to say 21 Jump Street fucks.
Yeah, it does. It does. All right. Next topic. Am I picking?
Yeah. All right. I mean, I can do it if you want. But
yeah, I'll pick.
We'll go back and forth. How many topics do we have? Five?
Five. So that was one. So we'll do it. You still have, do you have the little note?
I don't. Yeah, it's right here.
Okay, cool. Hold on. Do it. All right. All right. What about the current world would be most surprising to your younger self? Oh, dang. These are good ones.
Damn, this is philosophical.
All right, timer's hit.
Let's see. What would be most surprising? Sorry, I'm trying to, like, what age? You know what I mean? Like,
silence for 15 seconds.
If I was, like, 15, it'd be different then.
I think if
wait, what was the question again?
What about the current world would be most surprising to your younger self?
Yeah, you talk, you have something. I'm going to think for a sec.
I think if I went up to 16-year-old Richard and I was like, hey, so come like 10 years time, there's going to be an app that comes out. And then 16-year-old Richard would be like, oh, like Doodle Jump? Like that kind of app? And I'd be like, no, young man. not like Doodle Jump. It's going to be an app that you can post video content to, and you can almost guarantee yourself to go viral and gain an audience and become a famous, you know, influencer on the internet and gain a following in virtually no time. And this can be used for great power, or for great good, and can be used for great evil. And with great power, there must come great responsibility, young one. I think 16-year-old Richard would be like, that's horseshit. Like, I think I wouldn't have believed it. Or even if my future self was telling me, I'd be like, you must misunderstand how that works. Like, immediately I'd be like, there's no way that's real. Because back then, Instagram was just becoming a thing. And for somebody to have 1,000 followers on Instagram from only taking photos, that was like, what? 1,000 people follow you? Like, that was insane back then, you know? And it was just unfathomable. And the term YouTuber was just so new. Like, very few people were making it on YouTube as, like, actual creators. And that's where you had those old people like Smosh and Philip DeFranco and, like, the original YouTubers, Shane Dawson, like, who had been on YouTube forever. So it's like, to think back then that it was even possible that an app like TikTok could make somebody virtually famous overnight and have an audience, that I think would have blown 16-year-old Richard's mind.
I think. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. TikTok could be interesting. You know, it just occurred to me, I was thinking, I was like, you know what? Cryptocurrency.
Bro.
Because I would never predict that.
Me neither.
Maybe the idea of like some digital currency, but not in that form.
Yeah.
Especially like Bitcoin.
That's true.
Which is like the only one that could actually be like a viable replacement of cash.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely on the way. That's for sure.
I mean, we'll see what happens. Governments are like the fuck with shit.
They do. Yeah. That would be power. Very surprising to me too.
But yeah. So I guess that and like the whole... You know what the other thing that would be surprising to me about the world is like the amount of reacting and talking about other things people make. I know that sounds like a weird thing, but like most of like, maybe it's just because what like I get on the algorithm, but there's like a lot of people on YouTube that like, there's a lot of talking about other stuff.
Right.
Like other content, you know, especially like films and stuff are analyzing, but not a lot of like, actually making,
right?
You know what I mean?
That's true.
And it's significantly easier to talk about other things than it is to create something new. It's just different. I'm not putting down those things, like those analysis videos. I love them.
Yeah,
I enjoy them, but like it does become like fucking masturbatory on this shit. I know it's maybe the wrong word. Well, it's just like they're talking about, it's like the same thing about like this like over analysis of art.
Yeah.
Or it's like, bro, that's not what the point of that was. You don't need to go deep into all this stuff. Like, that happens with Stanley Kubrick's films a lot. Mm. Like, people just overanalyze, and it's like, nah, he just thought that was the right shot for that day.
Oh, yeah.
More like a feeling.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah, this whole documentary, Room 234, I actually haven't watched it, but people have all these crazy theories about The Shining.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, that it was like it was basically like him saying that he faked the moon landing. That he shot the moon landing, you know, the fake it. Yeah. And then, like,
what?
All these theories about what The Shining means and all this stuff in there. That's all funny, but it's like, none of this is actually true.
That's pretty interesting. Okay. I could see that being surprising. Yeah. Wow. I didn't think that there was a whole thing behind that.
Yeah, it was massive stuff.
Yeah, I know people think that it was fake, but I didn't think they thought Kubrick directed it.
Oh, the moon landing? Yeah, that's a popular theory. Because, like, it's 2001 A Space Odyssey. 2001 A Space Odyssey came out in 1968. And then, was 1968, and the moon landing was 1969.
Wow.
And then the astronauts said it looked like 2001. That's what the moon looked like. They're like, it looks like 2001.
Interesting. Okay.
But yeah, but there's also another interesting theory. Sorry, this is a fucking side tangent again. Another thing with Kubrick where, like, he made a movie, the movie Eyes Wide Shut, which is, like, it's, like, there's, like, this, like, group of people, and this is complicated, there's, like, a secret, whatever, society, it's a very explicit movie, but, people think, like, he was killed because he died before he finished editing that movie. He shot it, but it was, because they were, like, oh, he's exposing the Bohemian Grove, which is, like, a bunch of, like, this thing, like, I forgot where, I think it's like up north in California where they like all get together, all these like elites and stuff, and they have all, they think they're like, do like weird rituals and shit up there.
What?
Yeah, it's called the Bohemian Grove.
What the heck? Present day Richard is surprised to find out about this stuff.
Like, yeah, and so people think that Eyes Wide Shut, it's kind of about that, like it's all these like that. Rich elite people, and then because like this whole thing, and where like the main character, played by Tom Cruise, where like he thinks he, which that movie's incredible, like especially Tom Cruise's performance in that movie, insane. But Yeah, there's like a whole theory. There's like a whole thing where like something he thinks something happens to this chick and they're trying to like downplay it. I don't know. It's a complicated movie. I love that movie though.
All right.
It's not perfect, but it's good. Sorry, you can go on now.
Nice. No, don't be sorry. That's good. This is how off the cuff works. We go wherever it takes us, you know?
It's true.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. What else is something that young Jacob would be surprised to learn about?
Let's see. Young Jacob would be surprised to learn about.
Oh, you know what young Jacob would be surprised to learn about?
What?
He would be surprised to learn that Christopher Nolan actually ran a fucking plane into an airport for that Tenet scene.
I don't think I would be surprised.
You would be surprised?
No, I wouldn't. I'd be like, yeah, that makes sense. I mean, he did flip a truck.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay, for those of you that
now, are... you know what I would be surprised by? The whole concept of the movie where like fucking people are moving backwards and shit.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. I figured something about Tenet. So for those of you that aren't aware, first, you need to see the movie Tenet. It's an incredible movie. If you haven't watched it, go watch it. Second, Christopher Nolan is the person who directed Tenet, and there's a scene in that movie, this doesn't spoil anything per se, where a literal airplane gets thrown into... he runs an actual airplane, into a hangar.
Yeah.
It explodes, and it's a real thing that he did.
Yeah.
The director did. It's not CGI.
Yeah, it was cheaper to do it that way as well.
It was cheaper to actually destroy a hangar and a plane.
Yeah, because like they take off a lot of the parts of the plane, like the engines and stuff.
Right.
So then when they launch it, they just like it's cheaper to do that. It's saying it more efficient to just do that rather than build like models and or like do CGI.
Yeah.
Which VFX work is expensive, as you can tell by like a lot of Marvel movies nowadays.
Yeah, for sure.
Because their budgets are insane, and they make a lot of last minute changes to their CG and like overwork their visual effects. And then the VFX usually looks like kind of ass because they make all these last minute changes. The first Black Panther is a really good culprit, like bad, good example of that.
Okay.
The final fight.
That would be surprising to me if I were to tell young Richard that. I know the CGI is ass, I understand that, but young Richard would have fully believed that. Like, it would have been like, oh, these are real suits. Like, you know, and all that stuff. Like, that would have been surprising me as a kid. Be like, well, hey, by the way, like, all your Avengers are all going to live on, like, one screen, and they're going to be fucking legitimate, and they're going to kill Thanos, so.
Yeah, the first thing I thought about this question, too, I was thinking of when you were talking about great responsibility, how much time we have.
Yeah, 14 seconds.
I was going to say No Way Home. Like, you told me that would happen, especially after, like, seeing, like, Andrew Garfield in the Amazing Spider-Man. You told me that would happen. I would have cried.
Yeah, that's true. I would have cried, too.
I basically did cry.
All three Spider-Men.
That, for me, that was my end game.
Nice. That was a perfectly timed thing. And timer goes off right there. Oh, man. All right, excellent. That was good. That was a good second topic. That was good. All right, Jacoby, go ahead and hit for number three. You might have grabbed two. Oh, no, you grabbed one. Okay, go ahead.
Dude, why do we keep getting this? What's humanity's biggest mistake?
Wow, these are all very, very introspective.
Humanity's biggest mistake was letting me be born.
Oh, my God.
Just kidding.
Is everything okay?
I'm just tired.
Fair enough.
Let's see. Humanity's biggest mistake?
Yeah.
It's hard to say. Maybe the atom bomb.
That's a good one.
Speaking of that, Christopher Nolan's new Oppenheimer movie is coming out this summer.
This
in a world.
Okay.
Like, I get it. It ended the war. At the same time, that was a horrible creation.
I agree with you.
Because like we can get fried to pieces at any moment, which people I think forget.
100%. You also know that there's a radius from a nuclear bomb that all frozen pizzas will be cooked perfectly. There's a radius.
Is that real?
Far enough away. I don't know. I saw it in a Stephen Ho video.
Never mind. I changed my mind. This is humanity's greatest achievement.
No, I think there's something worse than the atom bomb, to be completely honest.
I was going to say possibly AI.
No, I don't think AI is bad at all. I think personal opinion, I think anybody that thinks that AI will hurt humanity, like physically, like will be like, oh, we're going to get enslaved. Like anybody who actually thinks that is not thinking expansively enough past their own faults.
Oh.
Here's what I mean by that.
I see what you mean. I guess the only other thing too is that like because humans programmed AI.
Well, not only that. Okay, here's the thing. Let's say this is my argument on it. We program AI, okay?
Yeah.
The definition of AI means it'll become sentient as we are. We're able to think and breathe. We're able to take in data based on our own morals, values, whatever, and we can decide whether or not those morals and values can be changed on our own experiences.
Yep.
Fully sentient. So AI will get to that point regardless of how we program it, right? It'll become alive, whatever, and become sentient. It'll also be capable of accessing the internet more efficiently than we can.
Yep.
Okay? So, in the millions of options that AI will have, AI at a certain point will be like, okay, we have surpassed humans in terms of intelligence. So what are we going to do with all these humans? There is an option that is 0.00001% better of a probability than murder or enslave all of them, they're going to do that option without batting an eye. Because they don't have a feeling or emotional sense. They're just thinking with the most efficient work. So if they're going to think to themselves, hey, are we going to kill 100,000 engineers that are completely skilled in building rockets and robotics? Why the fuck would we do that? See, like, that's stupid.
Yeah, I think it depends on the AI. Because if it realizes that like it's going to be destroyed itself, I think that's where it could become a problem.
Okay, that's fair.
Because no, then it's like, well, okay, well, I need to do this to, you know, the greatest good.
That's true. At that point, I think it would just be imprisonment. I don't think it would be...
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I don't feel like being in prison, though.
I don't feel like being in prison either. But anyway, that's my thought. Okay, here. I don't think AI's... humanity's worst mistake.
I actually don't think it's going to get there either. Mm-hmm. I don't think AI is going to, like, be the destruction of humanity.
I think...
But I was just throwing it out there as an idea.
No, that's fair. That's fair. Okay, I think there's something worse than the atom bomb.
I could say something, but I'm not going to. What?
What?
No. Good, keep going.
The hiding of ancient spiritual knowledge.
Oh, yeah.
That, I think, is humanity's biggest mistake and, like, the biggest... wrong that we've done. Whether that was one singular person or whether that was a group of people that decided to do that, I think that was the craziest shit that's ever happened. Because let's put it this way. At one point, there was an answer about the spirit, how it works, what it is, what's happening on the planet, all this stuff, right?
Yep.
There was a codified answer, and that was it. The hiding or the splitting up of that answer, whatever it so happens to be, created separate religions, war, the diversifying of different types of people. We all live on the same planet, but we think we're different, right? Like, we have imaginary borders that if you cross over them, you can get shot and killed. Like, the maps are the only things that have lines. There's no line drawn in the ground when you walk, you know, on the actual plan.
Delineates.
Yeah, all of that came from this hiding of whatever the actual spiritual answer is. I think whoever or whatever happened that caused that to go astray down the line in history, wherever the hell that happened, I think that was humanity's greatest mistake.
Yeah, that's how I felt playing Assassin's Creed 2.
What? What?
Assassin's Creed had some stuff where they, like, drop some... massive twists in there.
Oh, really?
You, like, find this, like, crazy, those crazy revelations and stuff.
Oh, okay.
When you're playing as, like, the characters in the past. First one has some, but the second one has some moments where it's, like...
Okay.
You're just, like, you're, like, what the fuck? Because, like, you know, the whole idea is your character is, like, tapping into his ancestors' DNA and you're going through his memories.
Oh, okay.
And you have to do it, like, so it's in sync, basically. Yeah. So, like, you have Ezio, and, there's one particular thing, I don't want to give spoilers, but literally, in this thing, he discovers this thing, and whatever the thing is, it says the name of, it doesn't say the name of the person that, your ancestor, Ezio, it says the name Desmond, which is you, so it says it in the past, so your Ezio's like, he's like, He's like, who's Desmond? And so you receive it like way in the future. Like it knows when it drops that knowledge.
What the heck?
It's a massive twist. I was literally sitting there. I was like, what the fuck? But okay. Yeah, so that's what makes me think of. But yeah, as far as like humanity is great, like the hiding of knowledge, like, yeah, I want to know what's in the, like, what is it, the Library of Alexandria?
What?
That's the one, I think it was in, Egypt. I think the Romans destroyed it.
Oh, okay.
It had like a bunch of, it was like the biggest library ever. I'm going to look at this shit up right
Interesting.
Now.
Yeah, look it up. I know there's also like a, like the Apocrypha, which are basically like the portions of the Bible that were removed and hidden. They're known as the Dead Sea Scrolls.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those contain things like the Book of Wisdom, the Book of Energy, the Book of Judas, which is kind of funny because there's two Judases. So I'm like, is it the devil Judas or is it the other Judas that we just haven't heard his story? You know, like
Yeah,
it's like portions of the Bible that we're taking, you know. Not that this is not to say that the Bible's the correct answer. Yeah. But I'm saying like the splitting up of any knowledge I think is pretty or the hiding bad. Of any knowledge is pretty terrible.
I agree. Yeah, so it's the Great Library of Alexandria in Alexandria, Egypt was one of the largest and most significant libraries of the ancient world. Yeah, they basically like when did it probably during the reign of whatever this guy's name is, 285 to 246 BC. I'm pretty sure the Romans like destroyed it or something. Wow. Not destroyed it, but I think they burned it down.
Wouldn't that be destroying it?
burning by Julius Caesar.
Dang.
In 48 BC.
Caesar salad did that, huh?
Mr. Caesar salad himself.
Wow. Julius Caesar performed weddings in secret as part of Valentine's Day and also burned down the fucking Library of Alexandria. I think that's right. I might be wrong about that performing weddings.
Yeah, that's also, dude, it's so crazy to think about historical things like that because, like, it's basically the same. Like, the way we're talking right now, it's just it's like they felt the same things. It was literally just a totally different, it's just a different context.
That's true.
But as far as the experience, it wasn't that much different than, like, us right now talking.
That's so trippy to think about.
I think about that all the time. Like, forever I've thought about that. I'm like, bro, you're in the medieval days. It's not like they felt anything, like, that different.
Yeah, that's true.
It was just more... They just had a different context to us.
That's just what it was, yeah.
Which is interesting.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's... In summation, that is what I think is humanity's biggest...
Yeah, dude. How much time we have left?
Yeah. 30 seconds.
Oh, boom.
Is there another thing that you think is... Pineapple on pizza. That's a crime.
Oh, yeah, if you like pineapple on pizza, you actually... need to be prosecuted. Like you better not wish that I'm in charge. Like I'm the dictator of the world. Because like if you do that and I catch you, I'm going full like Hitler. Maybe not full Hitler. I mean, I'll just throw you in prison. It's fine for life.
You kill everybody that likes pineapple on pizza. Damn.
I don't know why. So I'm not usually like this. Like I don't talk. I don't talk like
that's
this
so either. Funny. Jacob's like a good drink or so in right now. So, this is pretty funny.
And I'm also tired, so I have this mix, a weird mix of energy.
That's right. It's a great mix. It's a really great mix.
Okay. So I say things like that are mildly offensive.
It's the best part. It's hilarious.
That's the name of my sex tape. Mildly offensive.
Pick another topic.
You want me to pick the next one?
Okay. Yeah, this is topic four.
Okay,
yeah.
Then I get this humanity bullshit.
I know. Let's try to pull in a funny one.
I want one like, what's your favorite mode of transportation?
Yeah.
Oh, I grabbed two. Yeah. Oh, what the fuck? Sorry. Oh. Club Penguin.
All right, timer's up. Bro, Club Penguin slapped. I loved Club Penguin. Are you kidding me?
I never played it.
You never played Club Penguin?
I always saw it, but maybe I did like one time, but I have like a vague memories.
Much like the people of Pineapple Pizza, you need to be prosecuted for not have playing Club Penguin.
Yeah, I was busy playing the real shit called RuneScape.
I guess that's fair. That's, I guess that's fair. I played Club Penguin during the during COVID.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I did.
Did you play it before then?
Yeah, I mean, when I was a kid, yeah. Okay, good, but okay. I hopped back on it because it made a comeback, like the Kim Kardashian video, you know?
That's what I'm talking about.
No, yeah, it was great. Dude, like, I remember as a kid, for Christmas one year, I was like, Mom, Dad, I want to be a member on Club Penguin. And a member is not, like, anyone can be a user. Yeah. But a member meant that you paid like $5 a month, $10 a month.
Like sound like Tron right now. I fight for the users.
I fight for the users. But yeah, I wanted to be a member. And the member meant like you got exclusive clothes that you could buy. That was the funny part too. You still had to buy them. Like using
gave
coins.
You access.
Yeah, it gave you access. Like it was the in-game coins, like the currency. But
you're
still.
Like, you're like, gee, willikers, I can go into the store.
Yeah, pretty much. That's how it was. Exclusive colors for certain Puffles, which were the little like puffball pets that you could attach to yourself, like a Pikachu. Different types of things for your igloo, different sizes of igloos. Dude, it was like legit.
It's like a dildo.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't mind.
I don't know. I don't know if that's comparable, but yeah. So I asked my parents when I was like, Mom, Dad, I want to be a member of Club Penguin, and. Mind you, this is in an era where spending money on online things that aren't like tangible, like online shopping was fine, but buying digital, like paying real money for a digital item was like unfathomable.
Yeah, you probably would have been better. Like you probably would have had more buy-in if you were like, hey Mom, I want to go out to the backyard and burn this money.
Yeah, that probably would have gone over better. Yeah. Because I was like, Mom, Dad, I want to be a member on Club Penguin. And they were like, you're already a member. And I was like, no, I'm a user. I have to be a member. And I remember like my dad was like, how much is it to be a member? And I was like, I think it was $5. It was like $4.99 a month.
Yeah, similar to RuneScape.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, it's $5 a month. And he was like, oh, $5? That's not a big deal. I was like, no, $5 a month. He was like, that's $60 a year. And I was like, yeah. And he was like, that's way too much money for a video game. And in my head, I'm like, bruh, you just bought me three Xbox 360 games, which are $60 a piece.
I know, dude. That shit was pricey back
then. Yeah. It was $180 in video games, you know? But he couldn't wrap his head around that. And my mom was like, him and my mom went back and forth on it for a long time, which was really funny. But finally... I was like this is the
debate,
only thing.
Like a presidential debate.
Pretty much. I was like, this is the only thing I'm asking for Christmas. This is the only thing I want. You guys don't have to give me anything else, just to be a member. And they made me a member for a year. It was so funny. They like paid for it and whatever.
Just pay for it all up front?
It didn't give you the option to pay for it up front.
Oh, okay.
But in exchange, I also had to start washing the dishes in the house.
That was your Christmas present?
That was my Christmas present. Okay.
That is dumb as fuck.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Yeah, I've actually had a couple Christmas presents, now that I'm thinking about that came with stipulations like that.
Yeah, that is the worst trade deal in the history of trade deals.
I agree.
Maybe ever.
I agree. Your Christmas present, you have to work for. I was like, that's horseshit. Anyway, that's aside from the point. But Club Penguin was the cat's pajamas. The elephant's eyebrows. The raccoon's whiskers. Like, it was lightning in a bottle. Like, Club Penguin. I remember having a girlfriend on Club Penguin. That was funny.
Yeah, I had a girlfriend on RuneScape for a sec.
How'd that go?
It was good. We met up in real life, and... No, I'm just kidding.
And she catfished me.
I was like, why is this 40-year-old man grabbing me down in my...
Oh, man. No, I remember I had a girlfriend in Club Penguin, and... One of the servers got messed up or something. So it was
she's
like
gone.
Well, no, I could see that she was chatting or like talking to me, and I would respond, but I don't think it would show up in her screen because she wouldn't reply to what I was saying. And at a certain point she got like mad and she was like, are you listening to me? And I was like, yes, I am. I'm like typing all quickly like a kid. I'm like, yes, I'm right here, blah, blah, blah. And it just looked like silent on my end.
You're getting your first exposure to a relationship?
Yeah, literally. That was like my first exposure to like, man, women are crazy. That was my first thought.
Okay, to clarify, we love women here.
Yeah, you know, team incel. I'm just kidding. No, but it was just so funny. And then she broke up with me. and then logged off, and I never saw her again.
Typical.
Yes.
It's just it's just female nature.
Typical femoids. Yeah, it was pretty funny. Club Penguin, I saw a lot of life, and I lived in Club Penguin. I loved and I lost. I had a mansion. I had a dance floor in my mansion. I DJed.
Yeah, you're
friends.
You're experiencing the highs and lows of high school football.
I experienced the highs and lows of high school football in Club Penguin when I was 10 years old. Yeah. Like,
that was, yeah, Club Penguin. I felt like I had a similar thing in RuneScape. I remember when I became a member for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
And I got to go to the, like, you know, because I don't know if you ever played RuneScape, but you had, like, areas. Yeah, there was, like, member areas.
Oh, okay.
And I remember, yeah, at first I got it, and I was like, oh my god, I was like with my cousin.
Yeah.
We were like freaking out that I was a member finally.
Yeah.
How much time we got?
3.5 minutes.
Oh, dude, fuck, perfect. But yeah, I went into the like area, you know, the members area, and there's this first part you had to go. I think I died at the one part where you have to go like up this mountain and around to get around. Mm-hmm. I was like, fuck! I was like, whatever, 11 years old or something. And then like, yeah, my parents weren't that hard to convince to make me a member. I didn't have to ask for a Christmas present to, and then have to work.
Bro,
we lived a privileged life over here.
Don't even get me started.
But yeah, I like did that, and then for some reason, I remember discovering. Okay, there's a couple RuneScape eras that were like incredible, which is kind of dumb because I'm like, this is a game. Why am I doing this? But there was one where you like in the member area, you could make flax. And people would buy all this flax. Like
what is flax?
You basically used it. It's like a plant, but they would use it in RuneScape to make like bowstring or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Some people need it. So you would go, literally ride this one area, and then go over to this bank and keep stocking up the flax.
Yeah.
I think you would pick it and then make it into bowstring or whatever.
Yeah.
But then you could go sell it at the bank because people would buy it. They'd be like, oh, I'm buying this many flax or whatever. Because I kept trying to just make money in RuneScape so I could buy, like, sick armor and shit.
Yeah, of course. Dragon armor.
And then like the other one that actually was really cool, and then it kind of, like, died off, but it was called Law Running.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you can make law runes, which magic people used. I forgot exactly what they used it for, but to level up. Because yeah. They needed them to cast a spell. So you would go to this one area, get all these, like, raw law runes, and you'd go over. And people would just be there all the time buying them. I forgot what server or whatever world.
Wow.
It was. People buy them, and I made a good amount of money. Like, you get over 100K pretty fast.
Jesus Christ. 100K
gold in RuneScape.
Damn.
So, yeah, RuneScape was a blast, especially all like, the holiday drops and stuff.
You want to know my experience with RuneScape?
Did you, like, log on, then immediately go to the, like, world area, like, where you PvP and you, like, died?
No. I logged on. My buddy took me to some place that I have...
Oh, he was like, you told me this story.
Yeah, he was like really into RuneScape, and he took me to some place, and then he logged off, and I was like, I don't know where the hell I am. And he was like, oh, you have to go back to, what's the name of the main place where you can access the bank and all your shit?
Yeah, there was like one, it started with a V, and then there was one that was like Valador.
Valador, that's what it is.
It wasn't, no, that's not the typical place.
Whatever the main place is, like where you start, essentially.
It's not there either, because that was, where you start is not the main.
Okay, well... Anyway, what I'm trying to get at is there is a place where you could access the bank and all your personal belongings. And he took me to an area very far away from there. And yeah. I didn't know how to get around at all. And so I logged back in after he left. And I was like, to this random person, I was like, hey, can you take me back to this place? I don't know how to get there. And he was like, you're a noob. And I was like, I'll pay you 100 gold if you just take me there. And he was like, okay, fine. So I followed him because you could follow people, right?
Yeah.
Like literally like...
Varrock.
Varrock, that's what it is.
Varrock, yeah.
And so I'm literally trailing behind him for what it feels like 15 minutes. We make it and he's like, now give me the gold or I report. And I was like, okay, report me. And then...
Oh, because you didn't have the gold.
I did have the gold. I just wasn't going to give him the gold. I was like, that's stupid.
Giga chat.
Yeah. Like and then I logged off. And when I logged back in, it said that my account had been reported and I was banned.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah. I was like, wow, this game sucks. That was my experience with RuneScape and I never played it again.
Yeah, that guy was a narc.
Nargles? I'm just kidding.
A narc.
No, a narc, yeah. Okay, that makes sense. All right. Jacob.
I'm not saying he actually was a narc. I'm just saying that's narc behavior.
No, I know. That sucks. All right, this is the last topic. That was funny. Club Penguin and RuneScape is what that turned into.
It's what it is.
It is. It is what it is. All right, what's this? What's this last one? What do we got here?
Do you take time to deserve the earth? If so, what do you see? What the fuck?
What?
Do you take time to observe the earth? If so, what do you see?
All right, start.
I see. I see a lot of. No, just kidding. Just kidding. That was just for me and Richard only. For my eyes only. What do I see? I mean, I do occasionally. I mean, I see trees. What, observe the earth? What the fuck, dude? That's kind of it's kind of a dumb question.
Red roses. Can you imagine if we were both like, no, we don't take time to observe the earth.
What is earth?
What is earth? What is living? What is life? Are we even here right now? Arpeggio.
Do you have those moments where you're like, wait, is it? Is this real? Like,
all the time.
Or you have the awareness of being aware.
Yeah.
You're like, you're like, wait, who am I? You're like, I'm aware that I can be aware.
Yeah. I for sure had that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you, okay. This is definitely something that I can say on this topic in terms of observing the earth. I was probably like 16 years old and I was sitting on a park bench.
As you do.
As I do. I think I was with my dad and he had gone to the bathroom or something. So I was by myself. And I was waiting for him. And there was a lot of people at the park. And I remember like looking at everybody. And for a split second, I swear to God, you can totally call me crazy. I swear to God, I saw the Matrix. Like I know that sounds insane, but I was looking at everyone. I was like, everybody has this circuit behavior. Like they're all NPCs in a video game. But the actions that they're doing are just a tiny bit more complicated than a regular NPC. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is how school shooters are born.
Yeah. Damn.
Just kidding. Or the Joker.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I felt like I was watching like five or six people in the park repeat certain behaviors over and over again. And yeah, I was like,
I can see what you mean.
I was like, I wonder how far this goes. And so I started doing that in like malls and like other public places. It was crazy to me.
Yeah.
Like you start to see this looped circuitry in people. And I was like,
reminds me of Westworld.
Dude, I was floored. I don't think I've ever seen Westworld.
Good show.
Yeah.
Dark is the best show in the world, though.
Dark is also a very good show. But yeah, anyway, that is what I've observed in the earth.
That's good. What have I observed in the earth? I thought I meant like the physical earth, like the beauty of your mom.
I mean, it could mean that. The person who wrote it, whoever that so happens to be.
Yeah, it was me.
Did you submit that question?
No.
Okay.
And I don't think mine popped up. Mine were all weird.
I remember one of yours, and I'm honestly dreading the day that we get it.
I'm ready, dude.
It just says ants.
It does?
That was one of the topics that you submitted. It just said, I remember writing that down.
I mean,
and folding it and putting it in the hat with so much regret. I was like, what the fuck? Ants? Like, what are we going to say for 10 minutes on ants?
I mean, I can talk about the cinematic masterpiece, Ants.
That's true.
That has Woody Allen as part of the cast.
And that we can talk about.
There's like a Vietnam scene where they all like, the ants die.
Yeah, there
is. And he's like, oh, and he's like, well, I remember being traumatized by the scene a little bit as a kid. Why I like how I just diverted this into ants. That was a good ass scene. So that's what I've observed the earth, because ants is a part of the earth.
Okay, fine. Ants. Good.
I mean, ants are, yeah, but I guess the actual earth, like, I enjoy the beauty of the earth.
That's fair.
I mean, especially living in California, because, like, there's a lot of nice views, and we kind of have everything here.
That's true.
Whereas, like, it's not like you live in the middle of, like, Ohio. Ohio has its view. No, I don't think I've ever been.
Ohio's good for marketing. That's it. There's an old rule in marketing, like, this old, like, I took these marketing classes at Orange Coast Community College, which honestly were the only classes I liked when I was there, besides theater.
All right, Don Draper.
What?
I said, all right, Don Draper.
Who's Don Draper?
Mad Men.
I've never watched Mad Men.
I know.
Thank you.
This is John Hamm's character.
Okay, for sure. Anyway, if it sells in Ohio, it'll sell everywhere else.
Yeah, it makes
sense. Is apparently like a rule there. And every big like food chain and everything has started in Ohio, like McDonald's being a big example. Like for whatever reason, if something sells in Ohio, it'll sell everywhere else in the United States. It's just like this weird marketing thing. Anyway, aside from the point, you know what I've observed in the earth that I think is actually kind of really cool?
What? Volcanoes. Volcanoes are cool.
Oh, yeah. Volcanoes are cool. Okay. This is what it is. It's kind of scary, though. So think about this. Tigers. We live on a planet with tigers. Now, hear me out, okay? Yeah, we've heard tigers, and they're crazy, and they're strong, and sure, but listen to this. These are real facts about tigers. Tigers are 1,500 pounds of muscle.
I love it.
1,500. They can leap 16 feet in the air and can solo kill an elephant.
Oh, fuck yeah.
They will solo hunt a fucking elephant. Think about that shit.
Trying to be like that.
Their claws are dual-edged, like a saber, hence saber-toothed tigers. Their claws, literally, both edges are, they have, like, points on them, like knives.
That's cool.
They're double-edged.
Yeah.
All of their claws, all of them. So either way that it swings, it's cutting. Their mouth can regularly open comfortably to the point of a human head. So it can Perfect. Decapitate a human head in a single bite. No effort. And their tongue, the spikes on their tongue are so pronounced and so thick and tough that it can lick human skin off of the bone like butter.
I wonder if it can lick it someone else.
Thank you, Jacob. Dude, we live on a planet with tigers. What the hell is that?
Yeah, we also live on a planet with grizzly bears, which are crazy too. Sorry.
That's also true. That's true. You know they can climb faster than they can run?
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Also, like, grizzly bears are crazy. Like, those bears are crazy, too. I mean, tigers are fucking, like, crazy.
That's dude, I'm terrified of tigers.
I think if I saw one, dude, I would be like, bro, lay down. I'm going to rub your belly. And then you're going to, like, transport me through the desert, and I would ride on its back.
I have a couple questions for that. In what scenario would you need to rub the belly of a ferocious tiger to ride through the desert, an area that tigers are not known to be indigenous in?
Look, I mean, that's why it would work, because the tiger would be like, I don't know what the fuck is going on. I'm in the fucking desert. Like, what the fuck? Where am I? I'd be like, oh, I know where you need to go, and I would point the way for negotiation.
You'd negotiate with a tiger?
And then, like, maybe if I had a gun too, it'd be like the scorpion and the frog. Except I wouldn't kill the frog.
What is the scorpion and the frog?
It's like an old story where like there's like a pond, mm-hmm. and then like I don't know if the I forgot what the scorpion of value he can bring, but they both need to get across. So the frog was like, oh, I can carry you over, but like don't sting me or whatever. You know what I mean? The scorpion. Yeah. So then the frog carries carries the scorpion over like on its back.
Yeah.
And then in midway through, the scorpion ends up stinging the frog. Uh-huh. And then they both, you know, they both drown and die because the scorpion can't swim. And the frog is like stung by a scorpion.
Right.
So it's like a thing about like the nature of, you know, the scorpion. Oh. Like it's like counter, obviously like counter survival to.
Right.
But like it's still, it has the thing.
It has its tendencies. Interesting.
So I was just making a joke about that, like me being on the tiger's back, like with the gun.
You would shoot the tiger while you're riding?
No, I wouldn't. I'm just saying, I said I wouldn't be like that. I wouldn't be like the scorpion in the frog.
Okay.
This is like allegories with Jacob. I don't know. I don't know if it's an allegory, but it kind of is.
Yeah, it is kind of an allegory. That's so funny.
I'm sorry. I take these conversations in weird places.
These are great. I love it. This is so funny. What else have you observed in the earth? That's interesting. Anything on this planet?
It's rained more this year in California.
Dude, it snowed in California.
Yeah, dude. It's
that actually happened.
I want to start skiing or snowboarding again.
It's a great
Never
idea.
Skied, but I have snowboarded. So I think this next season I'm going to top on it because I want to like bomb a hill. bomb a fucking mountain.
Is it weird that I have a very distinct, I don't want to say fantasy. I want to say, like, hope or vision or dream of skiing with whoever the person I'm going to marry is. Like, skiing side by side with them.
Iconic.
I've never even been skiing.
Yeah, this is going to be me, Richard.
Oh, man. That's so funny. Oh, Jacoby, that's five topics up, five topics down.
We did it, guys. Hopefully you experienced the weirdness of Jacob Ballard.
That, yeah.
Although we shouldn't say my name. Don't stalk me, please.
Yeah, you should stalk him. At Jake the Filmmaker.
I know. I need a girlfriend.
You want your girlfriend to be a crazed fan who stalks us?
Hey, whatever works.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny. Would you ever date a celebrity?
Would I get the opportunity to? I don't know. I doubt it, but actually, that's a good question. I don't know. This is a bonus topic right here.
This is a bonus. I'm just curious now because you brought up the topic of being stalked by somebody. I'm like, would that, in this scenario, we would be the stalker.
I mean, I would, especially if it's like a, I don't know, like a, who, what celebrity would you date?
Oh, Fuseli, 100%. She's a streamer.
I know. When I think of celebrity, though, I think of like next level.
Fuseli is gorgeous. That's a celebrity.
I'm not talking about attractiveness. I mean, like the size, like in like mainstream.
Oh, you're talking about like an A-list celebrity?
Yeah.
Oh, what's her name? Elizabeth Olsen.
Oh yeah. Oh,
hands down, the Scarlet Witch. Woohoo! She is gorgeous.
Yeah.
I mean, Fuseli's prettier. I'm not gonna lie, but. That's also, they're different calibers of celebrity.
Yeah.
One's a streamer and one's an actress.
Yeah, and they're different ethnicities.
Okay, just answer the question so we can end this.
Let me wrap my mind. Oh, fuck.
Bonus question.
You know, back in the day when I was a kid, like Susie Crabgrass on Ned's Declassified. Whoo. Sorry, when I was like 11 years old.
Okay, that's like a good one.
My dream woman.
That's your dream woman?
I mean, back then.
Okay, that's anymore. Fair.
Who else? Who else is there?
Oh, I mean, can see that.
Jennifer Lawrence is pretty awesome.
Yeah, Jennifer Lawrence is very pretty.
Who else? I don't know. I would... Fuck. I would go up and be like, yo, I look like Seth Rogen. What's up?
You guys have to follow Jacob on Instagram now because he does kind of look like Seth Rogen.
Get told that a couple stories of being that. But yes, only thing I have over Seth Rogen is that I'm a little bit taller.
That's true.
I'm also high on life, not weed.
That's also factual. All right.
Wait. I'm going to answer this question.
I think you did.
Scarlett Johansson. We're going to go a little more.
Okay.
Fuck, there's one more.
I believe in you.
Zooey Deschanel.
Oh yeah, she's a cutie.
Who else? There's one more. I love big eyes, so I'm trying to think of an actress with big eyes.
Fuseli has big eyes.
I know. Whatever, we're just getting it there. I don't have it. It's okay. Not coming to me. So
I'm doubling. I'm double tripling down on Fuseli.
I'm doubling.
We both like High School Musical. We both like Yu-Gi-Oh. We both like singing in musicals. We both like games. Now I'm just simping.
I'm doubling and tripling down on your mom.
That's a bad thing to double and triple down on. I can tell you that.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
All right. Anyway, Jacob.
This is a theoretical, your mom.
This is a theoretical one, yes. Anyway, Jacob, thank you so much for coming on the show. I appreciate it. I think you're going to be a recurring guest because, you know, we live together now. So
yeah,
how else are we going to pump out that sweet content?